Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm Mary and I'm joined with Josh, and our guests this week are Claire and Keith.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi guys. And Josh, he's over here. And we're going to be talking about our life in the light. And I'm excited to get into this subject because we do live our life in the light of Christ. Yes. So let's just get right into it.
All right. Well, when I was speaking with Clara about what we were going to talk about tonight, she gave us the life part of it. Mm-hmm. And I thought that light would go well with that. And the first scripture that I came up with was Isaiah 59:9. It says, "Therefore justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there's darkness." And the thing that came to my mind was that we are looking for light. As people, it's just human nature to look for the light. It's
safety.
Something you need to do, mm-hmm. you need to have. But the word, one of them is obscurity. And it's darkness. It's hidden. And so sometimes we have to find that. We wait for the brightness, but we walk in darkness.
Right.
And that's true of us today. The mm-hmm. whole, you know, people just, they want to know the truth. They are searching for it. And most times they are not looking in the right places for them.
And it's our job to help direct them
exactly.
to the light.
Exactly. They don't know where to find it, but that's what that's what we as Christians are supposed
yes.
to do, is to help people find that truth and find mm-hmm. that life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6, and it says, "For God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and it's shed abroad in our hearts." And that's where we come, we find that when we find Jesus. Revelation 2 tells us that Christ is the source of light. He's not just the light.
Right.
He is the source of it. There's no darkness in him, none at all. That's John 1:5. Just recently in my Wednesday night class, I teach the 2nd through 4th grade boys and girls, and our memory verse was John 8:12. He says, "I am the light of the Lord." That's him speaking, and he's reminding us that he is the light of the world.
You know, one of my favorite ones there in John 1:5, you know, when he says that God is the light, and in him there is no darkness or shadow of turning.
Yes.
So there's nowhere in heaven that there's a dark spot.
Right.
Not even a shadow, nothing. It's that. I had to think a lot about that as a kid.
The next one is John 1:6-9. John was not the light, but John came to bear witness of the light. And verse 9 lets us know that the true light is Jesus.
As we were discussing this earlier, I had come across this scripture in Psalms 56:13. It says, "You delivered me from death, even my feet from stumbling, and walk before God in the light of life." And that really ties in this
sure
whole
does.
The whole titles of this, you know, the light and the life. So I thought that was beautiful. Walk before God in the light of life.
Amen. That's where we want to be. That's where
strive.
You yes. Mm-hmm. Because we want to get as close to him as we can. And the closer you get to him, the brighter it gets.
And my desire is when I leave my house, I pray, "Lord, let people see you in me."
Yes.
Let people see Jesus in me,
yes.
which is the light, and be drawn to that.
Well, I've said before, I want to open my mouth and Jesus falls out.
Amen.
And that's not always happens, just saying. But, mm-hmm. you know, I want to be able to quote his scriptures when I need them, and the only way to do that is to study, to
That's
show
right.
yourself approved, you know, and
hide his word in our hearts,
yes, so that we can share it with others any given moment. We're ready in season.
That's what it says,
you know, in season,
in season
and out.
Out the next one was John chapter 3 verses 19 through 21. It says, "When the light has come into the world, he exposes the darkness." So this is, if you can see where we started from, where he is the light,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're searching for it. He exposes the darkness. And verse 20 highlights that people who are doing wrong or evil, they despise or hate the light because their deeds are evil. That's why they don't want to be in the light.
You know, that we see that. We see that all over the news, all over the world. We're seeing this play out. You know, I want as many people as we can to come to the light, to be saved, to give their life to Christ.
And to another point that I heard, that I kind of added on later, was when he came as the baby, mm-hmm. They followed a star.
Followed a
to
light.
Find him. Mm-hmm. They followed a light to find him.
Mm-hmm.
The last part was Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." And is that not what's
That's
happening
right.
today?
100%.
And woe is a deep suffering,
mm-hmm.
a condition of misfortune or grief.
I don't want to be in the woe.
Exactly.
That the Bible talks about.
Exactly.
That is not a place that Christians should be dwelling.
Right.
It's not a good place.
And furthermore, in this same scripture, it says that woe to those who put darkness for light and
yes.
light for darkness. That's what's happening when
right.
you're calling good evil and evil good. You're calling light darkness and darkness light.
Exactly.
And it says woe to those who do that.
Yes.
And that woe is not, like you said, not a good place to
Mm-mm.
be.
Mm-mm.
But we're told, too, that all things will be naked and open before him. And that's a scary thing.
Yes.
Right.
There's nothing worse than, you know, being naked before people and being ashamed.
Exposed.
And being, yeah, exposed and mm-hmm. being terrified. And that's what it's going to be like in God's eyes. And
yes.
tells us that in Hebrews.
That's good.
This is where we're starting to get good. Acts 26:18 tells us to turn from darkness to light. Another passage of scripture in 2 Peter tells us that we would do well if we would take heed as unto the light that shines into a dark place. Think about a hotel room.
Right.
If you're not familiar with a place, if you're in a guest house or something, and how many ever just turn all the lights off and go to sleep? Most people turn the bathroom light on, at least close the door,
mm-hmm.
because you're not familiar with this place. We would do well to heed that light.
Yes.
So that we don't hurt ourselves. And that's a whole other, we don't hurt our toe, but also hurt our lives.
Yes.
We're walking in the light so that we can see where we're going and not walk into dark places.
Well, he gave us light by day, the sun, and light at night. The moon and the stars.
Which is full.
Yes.
It is so beautiful.
It's pretty, yes. And because he gave us so we wouldn't be walking around in darkness. You know, what fun would that be to walk around and not be able to see the beauty that he's created?
That shows his care.
Yes. He loves us so much.
When we heed this admonition or encouragement from the Lord, we choose to live in the light. We can say what Psalms 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light." When we proclaim that he is our light, we can know that what Matthew 5:14 is true, because we have Jesus in us. We are the light that shines to those, like I was saying earlier, to mm-hmm. those we encounter. The cool part about this is it says we are reflectors. The light dwells in us if
wow.
he is with us.
That's right. That's really good, Keith. I don't want to be where he's not.
Amen.
I want to be in his presence with him.
Right.
Amen.
Always.
Yes.
100%.
In the light and have life. And that's what I'm going to talk about, because when the Holy Spirit spoke that word life to me, I was just so happy that I am alive.
Mm-hmm.
But being a Christian, it has a whole different meaning. Being alive means that we live our lives unto God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This life is not mine. It belongs to him. And yeah. some very familiar scriptures as we talk about the word life. Probably the one everybody knows is John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Well, Jesus was teaching the disciples. He was telling them that he was going to make a place, prepare a place for them, and that they would be with him. And it was Thomas that said, "Well, Lord, how do we know the way?" And Jesus just simply said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I was recently at a funeral service where this scripture was the central theme of the whole service, because Jesus is the life. And then one of the scriptures that means so much to me is Acts 17:28. St. Paul says, for in him we live and move and have our being. So St. Paul was teaching on Mars Hill, and he was teaching about the unknown God.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of those things that he told the people, that in him we live and move and have our being.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you said that, I was thinking about, I heard a man talking about at conception, there is a light that they cannot explain that happens, you know, when you're being made in the womb, that light is there. I couldn't believe it and they showed it. So how can anybody think that life does not begin at conception? The light of God is there.
Wow.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that too.
Oh,
that
good.
Is so true.
Yes.
Now, some people scoffed at St. Paul and dismissed the preaching that he had done, but many people believed that day because he taught the truth, and he convinced people, you know, that Jesus was the Son of God and he was the Savior, the Redeemer of the world. So that's what we want to do. We want to convince people that our life is in God and that he came to give us life, right? So God is not far from all of us. That's what Paul was teaching them. So this was one of the most meaningful scriptures in my life. And when I turned to read this scripture in my Bible, I saw these little cutouts. Y'all can't see them that are listening, but it's a little boy and a girl about 8 inches tall that have been in my Bible since I taught children's church many, many, many years ago. And it's an object lesson. These kids are in my Bible. When I shut that up, they are safe, secure, mm-hmm. protected. They are in my Bible.
That is so good.
So we are in Christ.
Yes.
We are surrounded by the Holy Spirit. We are nurtured by him. We are taught by him. We are loved by him. He takes care of us. And so that's just a little reminder of who we are and where we are. We are in Christ. In him we live and move and have our being.
Amen.
Now that's real life.
Yes, it
this is real life we're talking about.
Right.
It reminds me of Abraham's bosom. You know, they were safe and protected, you know.
In the pocket.
Yes, in the pocket. Amen.
I love it.
Yes, that's good.
Well, life comes from God alone. There is no other reasonable explanation. And it is written in Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. So at that time, Adam existed, but now he has life.
Right.
Life. And talking about conception, see, a baby, to us, a baby has life at conception. We believe that. The Bible teaches that. But we celebrate that child's birth the day that it takes breath outside of the womb.
Right.
That's its birthday. That's when its life begins. And the moment you stop breathing, your life is over.
Right.
What happens when there's a bad accident and they come up on the scene and they check a person out? What do they look for?
Right.
Pulse. Are they breathing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they breathing?
Mm-hmm.
When that breath is gone, then your life
right.
on earth is
then
gone.
Your heart will not beat anymore.
Nope.
Yeah.
No more blood. It's over. Your life is done.
Yes.
No more breath. So up to that point, what is your life like?
Right.
That's what this is all about. So if you're breathing, you have life. And as I thought about this, I thought all the multitude of things that we can do as we live our life. And I just jotted down a few of them. You can move. You can think and reason. You have memories. You have emotions. You make decisions. You learn new things all mm-hmm. your life. You can reproduce. Mm-hmm. You can care for your needs. You can take care of other people. So many. That's just a little bit of the things you can imagine.
Right.
The world wouldn't contain all the things we could say about life. But you cannot extend your life.
No.
Now, science is trying to do this. Mm-hmm. Just here a while back, they were doing research trying to find out if you were going to have the disease like cancer or if you were going to get dementia. And if they could find out if that's going to happen in your life, then they can come up with antidotes. They could come up with ways to counteract that and try to keep that from happening. And they were saying there's possibility that they could have people living up into their 120s, 120 years
right.
old.
But in the Bible.
But if you're healthy and you're happy, you know, that's a different thing. But if you're suffering, I mean, let's leave it in the Lord's hands, you know. I mean, we have to trust Him in life and death.
Yes. And even though our life expectancy is longer and longer and longer mm-hmm. nowadays, look at the hospitals, look at right. the healthcare. It just goes on and on
right.
and on and on,
right.
and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So is it worth it? Like I said, is it right. worth it to live a long life? Well, I'm right. glad that my life is in the hands of God.
Absolutely. Amen.
And it tells us in James 4:13-15, it says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, and we'll spend a year there, and we'll buy and sell, and we'll make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or
right.
that."
You know, that makes me think of the thief on the cross, because he knew he was fixing to die. That mm-hmm. was his, he was sentenced to death. Both of them, on either side of Christ, knew that was, they're facing death. But he was fixing to go into life like he has never had before. Mm. And that's exciting to me. Can you just imagine when he left this earth, what he stepped into? All the light and life. Oh, praise God. It's
yeah.
exciting.
We will know, won't we?
Yes.
We will know soon. I had a cousin just the other day, and we hear this all the time. They say, oh, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
And it does.
It does.
It really does. It's like every month and every year just whizzes by. But it's like when you strike a match, you know, and you see a little bitty flame come up, mm-hmm. and it lasts for just a moment, and then it goes out.
Right.
And that's what our life is like.
It's like a vapor.
Yeah. Like a vapor. However, the Bible does instruct us in ways to lengthen our time of life. Did you know that we actually have ways to lengthen our life?
Yes.
Exodus 20:12. This is one of the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
Right.
There you go. There's
it's the
one
only
way.
The one with a promise.
Yes.
Proverbs 3:1-2 says, "My sons, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you."
Right.
See, I love this. It's not just length of days, and it's not just a long life, but peace. Oh, that's
well, you
so
know,
valuable.
Stress is killing us. When we stress about things, it has put so many health and disease problems that we have when we, you know, the diseases that come on you with stress. And it's proven.
Amen.
It's a proven fact. But if we live in the peace of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to punish our bodies like that.
No,
thank
we can
you,
live
Jesus.
Long lives, and mm-hmm. we can have length of days and peace. And then Proverbs 9:10-11 says almost the same thing. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you."
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
That fear that they're talking about is a holy respect, a holy reverence for God. That's not being a fearful or a scared.
Right.
It's a reverence.
An awe.
A scared.
Yes. Him. Amen. Okay, in Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it's no longer, it's not us that live.
That's right.
I can see Christ in all of you, you know. That's the exciting part. It is life. It's more than just life. It's life lived toward God and for Him.
Amen.
Romans 14, 7 and 8 says, for none of us live to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
Absolutely.
That's another great funeral verse, you know. You hear people, Christians say this. They say, well, if I live, I'll live to the Lord. If I die, I die to the Lord.
Right.
And we're winners.
Right.
We're winners either way.
Yes.
But what peace to know when a loved one passes that you know that you know that they're with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And that you'll see them again.
And that we will see them again.
That's peace.
Yes.
It's probably the most marvelous thing in this world when it comes to death, because death is the very hardest thing that we face
in
this life.
Yeah.
It's excruciating sometimes. And it's, you know, we have all these loved ones that go on before us, and we know it's all going to happen to us if we don't go on the rapture. But we do know that there's such hope in Christ because we live in Him.
Amen.
John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And this is Jesus talking. The Holy Spirit and God breathed life into us, and Jesus is our life. You are spirit and they are life. And the good news is, although life on earth is brief and sometimes full of sorrows, we're told in Job, we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ. This is the best part of the things I've studied here tonight, is that eternal life is lasting or existing forever without beginning and without end.
Hallelujah.
So, this is what Jesus said in John 6:26-27. Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. Because God the Father has set His seal on Him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's not the food. It's
right.
not the clothes. It's not the jewelry. It's not the cars.
Well, and it's so easy. We make it hard.
Yes.
We make that being Christian hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And He's like, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know? Wow. What a great study.
What a comfort the Word of God brings to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and the promise, especially for everlasting life, it gives us so much hope. John, I've got one more. John 17, 1-4. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up His eyes to heaven, and He said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that Your Son also may glorify You. As You have given Him authority over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. I have glorified You on the earth. I have finished the work which You have given Me to do. So this is our gift.
It's another promise.
Beautiful
promise. He promises us that
He's a mighty God.
We're going with Him. Amen. Ooh.
Okay, Romans 6:22-23 says, but now having been set free from sin and having becoming slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and to the end, everlasting life. To the end of our life, right. The life we live now is everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
It's exciting. I know I say that a lot, but it's exciting. Being a Christian is it's not boring. It's not a boring thing.
1 John 2:24 says, "Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life." It's so evident there. There's no question about it. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to say, I hear people say, "Well, I hope I go to heaven."
What?
Right.
I know I'm going to heaven because of what Jesus Christ did for me. Yeah. He gave me that gift. It's right there over and over and over in the Bible. Through the Father God, through Jesus Christ, we have that eternal life.
And if people would just, you know, think about the thief on the cross, he did not have to live a perfect life. I mean, he believed, and the Lord said, "Today thou will be with me in paradise." He wants us. He's not going around, "I don't want you and I don't want you." He doesn't do that. We choose. We choose whether we live our life with him or not.
Amen. He offers it to us freely, and it's up to us whether we receive it or not.
Amen.
You know, this study has reminded me of the Hark the Herald Angels Sing, "Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings."
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It was like light and life. What an amazing God.
Amen.
He is. I mean, we can't say enough about him. You know, we do these podcasts, and I'm still learning. It doesn't matter how many years you've read this word. It's the living, breathing word of God, and you're going to learn something new every time.
Yeah. It's fresh.
Yes.
It's living.
Yes. And
alive.
Every time, you know, even your favorite verses, you'll read them, and then it'll be like a light goes off.
I think it's sometimes when we do that, we're in different seasons at different times.
Exactly.
And because it's living word,
right,
it's going to speak to us in a time where we need
that freshness. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, we forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we have to learn over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we might have something so special to us in the word that we've highlighted and we repeat over and over and over. And then years later, and I'll go back in my Bible and say, "Oh, wow.
I forgot that one."
Yes. Ooh, that still means a lot to me, you know. Because it is alive. Well, we have life through Jesus Christ, and I'm so happy with my life. And the main reason I am so happy is because he does give me that peace and length of days and abundant life.
Yes.
You know, we didn't talk about that, but Jesus said, "I came to give you life and abundant life." It's not just, I'm alive.
Yeah, we're trudging
through. I'm alive!
Yeah.
It's a vibrant life.
Joy, yes. It all goes hand in hand. Well, this has been a wonderful study, and Sister Claire, would you mind praying over our audience?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just come to you and just ask you to just spread the joy and the gospel and the love and the words, Lord, from your Bible to all those that are listening here tonight, because we want them to seek and to know you too, Lord Jesus, and just to receive you as their King and their Savior, because through you we have redemption, we have forgiveness, and we have eternal life. You are the light of the world, and we are your children. And Lord, I just pray that you just bring that salvation to each and every one of us and all those that are listening. Lord, if they just have any inkling, show them in your word. Let them talk to someone that can lead them to Jesus Christ so that they can have that abundant life. And we thank you for your word and for your people, and we thank you for our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Amen.
We heard about so many promises tonight. It's unfathomable how many promises he has given us. Just stand on those and live a life in the light of Christ.
Amen.
That's our goal right there. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you haven't already, make for sure you subscribe wherever you are listening so you don't miss an episode. Please leave a review and share with your family and friends so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and reach and to teach.